always knew that he would play in college, and he was very confident in his skills at the collegiate level. Because of his lack of size, he knew that he was going to have to be perfect and be a technician in order to move up the ranks. In fact, the league that we were in the Sierra League at the time, he is the only offensive lineman that was league MVP. Well, the first time I saw him play was first game I was coaching, and I'll never forget the first day that I showed up here. The head coach, because I was the offensive line coach, he tells me, "You've got the best lineman in the state, don't screw it up." And it was just a few weeks before the season started, and he was right. Ryan was the best lineman in the state, and the first time I saw him compete on the field, it was pretty obvious that he was something special.
Play on three, 1, 2, 3, play!
I love watching him play. I love talking to him on the phone. I love him coming out here and talking to our kids. He's just such a great example of high school football and what you can become. Somebody that I'm so proud to say that I coached. I think that he would say that a lot of his coaches along the way had small impacts on him that built him to be who he is today.
At center, number 62, Ryan Wendell.
Here at Diamond Bar, we believe in the four A's: academics, arts, activities, and athletics. And Ryan exemplified all of those things to such a great measure that his number was actually retired his senior year. And there's only been about 30, I believe it's 30 athletes that have had their numbers retired. And it's such a special thing to be able to come back 20, 30, 40 years and bring your family and know that number 77 will never be worn here at Diamond Bar again. And I think that says something about what a special, not only athlete, but a special person Ryan is.
That was Ryan Wendell's path to the NFL.